Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Free summer swim sessions return to the Campbell County Recreation Center today, May 28th. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The City Council has approved an agreement with the Campbell County Parks and Recreation to offer free open swim sessions at the Campbell County Recreation Center pool this summer. These sessions will be available during the summer season while the city pool is closed for construction. According to the press release from the City of Gillette Public Information Office, starting today, Tuesday, May 28th, the free swim sessions will take place Monday through Friday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Patrons will need to sign up at the front desk, but there will be no charge for attending these sessions. Other designated open swim times will still require either a pass or payment. The Campbell County Recreation Center pool is located at 250 Shoshone Avenue. For more information on the Campbell County Parks and Recreation facilities and programs, visit their website, ccprd.com. Governor Gordon responds to Wyoming Freedom Caucus over coal leasing dispute. Governor Mark Gordon has sharply criticized the Wyoming Freedom Caucus following their op-ed attacking him over coal-related litigation. The dispute centers on the U.S. Bureau of Land Management's proposal to end future coal leases in the Powder River Basin, a significant coal supplier and economic pillar for Wyoming. Wildfile reported Gordon accused the Biden administration of disregarding environmental, worker, and energy concerns, promising legal action if the BLM's decision is finalized. In response, 16 Freedom Caucus members blamed Gordon for delays in legal action. Gordon said inaccuracies exist in their op-ed, such as claiming Gordon vetoed a coal litigation bill in 2018 before he was governor. Gordon rebuked these claims, emphasizing his consistent support for coal litigation since taking office in 2019. He pointed to the lawsuit against Washington State over coal export terminal was delayed due to the Trump administration's inaction and subsequently dismissed by the Supreme Court at the Biden administration's request. The Freedom Caucus urged Gordon to immediately challenge the BLM's decision. Gordon responded that legal action must wait until a final record of decision is signed to avoid premature dismissal. He noted that state agencies are preparing for potential legal actions and criticized the Freedom Caucus for not participating in public comment periods. The BLM's recent action has initiated a 30-day protest period with a final order expected later this year. Public and legislative protests must be submitted by June 17th. For instructions, visit the BLM's Filing a Plan protest page. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.